The transparent signs measuring 5 by 7 inches read, "No firearms or weapons allowed in buildings," in white text and feature a graphic of a crossed-out gun and knife. Students are starting to take notice. UWS senior Kelsey Rozak of Tony, Wisconsin, says her small-town upbringing got her used to guns at an early age.
From where I grew up, it doesn't really worry me a whole lot. My town was only 105 people and everyone hunts, so it's like everyone really owns a gun. So I've never really had to deal with that in my life, I guess.
UWS senior Pete Stone of Hayward says he doesn't feel much safer with the signs in place.
People already know that they shouldn't anyway, so I don't think a sign is going to deter people if they're going to do it. My view is that the criminals will find guns if it's illegal or not illegal to have guns in a certain area, so all the gun laws do is they stop the law-abiding citizens from procuring the guns.
UWS senior Mara Duke of Minneapolis says signs or no signs, Superior already feels safer than where she grew up.
I live in North Minneapolis and there's just a lot of gun violence everywhere there, so that's just, like, coming up here, it just feels more safe. People are just more frivolous with their activity there.
Jim Leno, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.